Hello, this is an interview with Louis Maurice Delillet. Hello, Louis.
Hi.
Louis, could you please tell us your first memory of pop-up?
Well, the first time I remember...
Okay, start. Louis, could you please tell us your first memory of pop-up?
Well, I believe it was at a hotel in Europe somewhere. I forget what city or country, but it was at a fantastic hotel where you could sit on the toilet and see a lake across the window, and it's where the joke underwear overwear was born. And I remember I was really young back then, and we were just having a great time, you know, repeating this joke about, you know, underwear overwear.
Yes.
Over and over again. It was pretty funny, especially right. For with the young me.
Knowing having a great time. Knowing your pop-up, did he call it the toilet? What did he perhaps call?
He called it the shitter.
He called it the shitter.
Yeah, he called it the shitter. You could see the lake from the shitter.
From the shitter. Yeah. That's true. That was a great,
yeah.
Great touching was, family yeah, memory.
Yes, it yes, was.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. How would you describe pop-up?
Well, I can't think of any one word, but he'd always have some sort of anecdote or some sort of, you know, story about someone or some event in the past that was relevant to whatever you were doing.
Hold on 1 second. How would you describe pop-up?
Well, I can't think of any one word to describe him, but he's someone who always has something to say. He's always got an anecdote about something in the past or some event that you wouldn't know about, that, you know, it's kind of hidden in history, but it's interesting information. There's always a little anecdote about something, or and you know, after talking with him for a few hours, you learn something, and you find out about some important person or some important thing that happened in the past that's pretty fascinating and really interesting. And you can always count on pop-up to have something like that to say, to like add to your conversation. And he's really fantastic.
Excellent. How has he influenced you?
Well, I mean, every time he would tell me one of those stories about...
How has he influenced you?
Well, every time he tells me a story about some person in the past, some you know, kind of not very well-known person that's done something interesting, every time he tells me about something like that, it kind of puts you in perspective. It kind of made me realize... Wow, this person that I'd never heard before, ever heard anyone talk about before, had such a big impact on something. And it's those kind of little stories that you take away from those, and you realize, you know, something new.
Okay, thank you very much. Has he ever surprised you? If so, how has he surprised you?
Surprised me. Well,
that's a stupid question.
I remember during the infamous Charlotte 2013-2014 event. Let's just call it that. I remember during that period of time, we were walking around Washington Square Mall, and we sat down at some table. I don't know where it was. And we started talking about, you know, what was going on and how it had impacted our family and what we were, you know, expecting from Charlotte and what we thought would happen and how it had impacted all of us. And I saw a side of him that I hadn't seen before. He sort of understood both sides of the story and was really compassionate about, like, Charlotte's side of the story, you know, telling me about how when he sat down with Cliff's family, and it was really interesting for me to see his, you know, looking out for Charlotte and Mom, wanting to see the best out of everything happening, even though he didn't know it was going to happen. He was hoping for the best no matter what, for everyone. And I'd never seen that that side of him before.
Excellent answer. Is there anything that you've always wanted to tell him that you have not told him?
Well, I think I might not always get the point across of I don't think he might not always get as much recognition as he deserves. I think, you know, no matter some crazy opinion about politics or some anecdote about someone in the past, I think he might not always be recognized for how much insight he has on a variety of topics. And I think if there's one thing I'd like to tell him, it's that, you know, I don't know how to word this other than thank you for all this, the things you've said and the ways you put things into perspective, and just thank you so much for that impact on my perception of a whole bunch of different things.
Well put. Do you have a particular wish for him on his 80th birthday?
I wish he's happy and he, you know, continues to live happily and all the best. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Makes me feel like an idiot.